On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, his disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and make the preparation for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. And wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." So the disciples set out and went to the city, and found everything as he told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he came with the 12. And when they had taken their place as they were eating, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be distressed and say to him one after another, "Surely not I." He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the bowl with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." What an intense moment. Jesus had gathered them all together, placed them all in the same room. I'm sure there was some tension in the room. After all, Jesus had been talking about what was coming, but maybe there wasn't a full understanding of what he meant. Then Jesus drops another bombshell, and there's nowhere for them to go. The way Mark tells it, they seem to make a statement while at the same time asking the question, "Surely not I." Jesus seems to know things. He seems to know things about them that they didn't even know about themselves. Does he see in them the potential for betrayal? What would betrayal even look like? Family dinners can often throw up difficult conversations. I think that's one of the reasons why Jesus did this in front of the whole family. He gave them a notion to wrestle with. They could talk it out. They could question each other. Then he offers them another challenge. Eat the bread. Drink the wine. Be part of a new covenant with me. With the notion that there's always the possibility that you could betray me. I wonder if that moment of betrayal came. Perhaps the insults became too much. Maybe the frustration that people wouldn't listen was hardening their hearts. Maybe the beatings left them filled with rage and hatred rather than love. Maybe in those moments, they would think of the dinner table, surrounded by their family. Maybe they would remember Jesus' words on that night and steel themselves for the hard work of maintaining the covenant. As we creep towards Easter, do you hear the challenge of Jesus? With the potential of betraying it, will you eat the bread and drink the wine? Will you work to keep the covenant?